I got bad news for you fellas. I got bad news. You're next. And I just want to show you guys how this, in essence, plays out. Like, what is the long-term ramifications of this? Where does this go in 20 years? Well, what we're going to see is a lot of female community living together. So you're going to see women sharing apartments, sharing community homes, and single mothers choosing each other instead of a man. And then they're going to break up, blow up, and then women will go on to the next parasite. After dealing with divorce, Tessa Guider and Christian Beit Keffer decided to raise their family in a, wait for it.
It's like a play on like mother and community, like mommune, like it's so a community of moms living together under one roof, helping each other raise children together. So the backstory is I found out that my husband was cheating on me for a year and I left him, obviously. And then my friends were like, hey, you guys can come live with us while you're figuring out this next phase of your life. And then my best friend also went through an equally terrible year.
When one girl in the friend group gets divorced, I got bad news for you fellas. I got bad news. You're next. Yep. Especially if she's having like a good, if she's having fun. Women hate being left out of fun, right? We love fun. We hate, like, that's why, like, this is kind of how our brains work. So you guys go to work and we don't realize that you're having a terrible time. Like, we think you're having fun. So that's why we had to join work. Because we're like, what? They get to have fun? I want to have fun too. And now we're crying at work. We're doing like TikToks crying in the car because we don't want to work. Well, and it's the same thing with divorce, right? We'll see the women. And even if it's not a fun divorce, we'll see them and be like, oh, that's so fun. They're going out to Eat, Pray, Love. I want to Eat, Pray, Love. And we don't, what we don't see is the not getting called back, the all this, you know, BS, the ex-husband moving on to someone younger, hotter, better in every way, humbling you. You know, we don't see that. We just see the, oh, a trip to Aruba. I want to go on a trip to Aruba. And then, yeah, we end up divorcing too. So yeah, I hate to say it, fellas, but yep, then you're cooked. Then you're cooked also.
With her husband the same time as I was, a couple months into living here, she was called me up and she's like, hey, this isn't working. I think I'm going to leave my husband. And I was like, okay, well, come live with us.
It's three moms who are amazing moms. And I think that's what makes all of it.
When they say I'm an amazing mom, that means they have to say it so their actions don't show it. Every amazing mom that I know never has to say I'm an amazing mom, right? It's always, they just are. It's kind of like the guy that's rich. He's like telling everyone he's rich. He's not actually rich. He's telling everyone he's rich.
It's so beautiful and so easy. Like, I mean, I'm going through a divorce and yet I'm so happy and calm.
We all help each other with the kids. We also all help each other with like just cleaning up the house or making dinner. Like we like kind of just, oh, I'll cook this tonight or I'll cook this tonight. And we make each other coffee in the morning. Like
it's so crazy. Women never talk about emotional labor when living with other women, right? So there's no counting the chores and saying I did this, you did that, you know, yada, yada, yada. But when they do it for a man, it's like, that's when we start counting.
Like, it's just like, we just like take care of each other. The con is like, I went from, and it's not even really a con, but it's just like, I had one kid and now there's three kids in the house. And so that can be a little bit loud.
House gets noisy. There's like 2 4-year-olds running around and then a 1-year-old baby crying at the same time. And like, it's just can be a lot.
We're very lucky in that our daughters, like our best friends, like it's crazy. They get along so great.
Until the moms have a falling out and then they're going to be ripped apart from their best friend.
Yep. And like play together so great.
My biggest piece of advice is that you have to make sure that these people line up with your values, kind of who you are as a person. I just think is so important. I think this whole situation could have gone so differently if there was tension in the house, bad energy, or just somebody who didn't align with how I kind of feel and live my life.
You have to really make sure that you know, like, one, that your parenting styles are similar, that your views and your beliefs on things are similar, and that you trust those people because, like, they're going to be around.
Yeah, we're cooked. Cooked. That's the future. I'm telling you, that's the future. We're already in it. We're already watching this go on. As I'm the youngest millennial. I'm 2 months away from Gen Z. I kind of wish I was. I'd feel younger, you know. but that's what's going to happen. And people think I'm black-pilled or a doomer, but I'm like, do you guys not have eyes? You don't see everyone getting divorced. You don't see people like, it's like 10-year relationships. That's what we're kind of in. It's like a subscription model instead of a marriage model. Like, I don't know. And do you know what's crazy? The people that always call me black-pill are always divorced. That's the crazy thing. It's like, they don't, it's like 2 + 2 = 4, right? Their parents will be divorced. They'll have gone through a divorce. And then they'll say, Pearl, you're so black-pilled. I'm like, what did you do? You did a subscription model. Or the women, it's like, what happened to your ex-boyfriend? Where is he? They'll be like, oh, I believe in marriage. Where's your ex-boyfriend? Well, we weren't married. Well, were you throwing it back? Yeah? Oh, okay. So I guess it's not that special, is it? John says, except for you, Pearl, 95% of women are bought and paid for and can't be trusted. Well,
your kids a lot and, you know, basically helping raise your children, and your children are going to be like watching them and learning from them. And so
someone said in the chat, I hope Pearl doesn't hit the wall. Well, I got to do it eventually. I'm going to age like I'm going to be 70 and still got it. I mean, I you know what? I reacted to something today, which was a 72-year-old hooker. She did not still have it, but someone did it.
Like, it's got to be someone that you align with in values and trust, and you feel safe letting your children.
Yeah, and now here's the thing. So single mothers, we all know, are whores, right? So they're all going to be throwing it back and bringing these random men into the house. And now this is like got to be a father's worst nightmare. He's like, because you all know that if there was like a whore-o-meter, right? If there was like a, like, I don't believe that all women are equal sluts in a friend group. That's not what I've seen. But what I can say is usually there's somebody putting out in a friend group, because a group of guys is not going to hang out with a group of women unless somebody's putting out. So someone in the friend group's doing it. And whoever's doing it is going to try to pull all the others towards her. So she's constantly going to be trying to get the others to be whores. And naturally, that's like our natural inclination for, I, you know, that's just what we want to do. Now, there are women that understand there's consequences for doing that, so we don't, right? But when you have women getting cancer diagnosis and divorcing their husband and throwing it back for 100 men rather than be with their husband, this is a trend. This is we're going to do a show on this later. But what does that tell you? You know, I covered a 72-year-old hooker. She didn't have sex for 40 years and then was like, I'm going to start throwing it back. So that's what I can say. If you get a group of women, they're one of them, and it could be your wife, you're not really going to know which one's the super slut, right? You guys marry women that you think are great, and they turn out to be super sluts. So you're not really going to know. But there's a super slut in the group that's pulling them. And the longer they're together, the more bad decisions will happen, right? Because one girl in the group is going to get the Botox. And then the other girls are like, I want Botox. Then, you know, then they do it, right? One girl in the group is going to be like, I want to travel. I want to go on all these trips. And the other girls are going to be like, I want to go on these trips. And there's no guy to be like, hey, how are you going to pay for that? And then there's one woman that's going to file bankruptcy. And the other girls are like, I'm going to file bankruptcy too and just run on my credit cards. Right? So that's kind of how it works. So this has got to be a living nightmare for the men, because these are all cute women, right? They're all, I know you guys, these are woods for you. These are woods. You would do it. So if they're woods, then what's going to happen is one of them's going to be throwing it back. There's going to be a rotation of men. And then it's also going to, what also is going to happen is they're going to bring over, then the one girl is going to see the other girl bringing home men. And then the other girl's going to be like, I want to do that. And then they all start doing it, right? Then I'm going to take this one step further. So what's going to happen next is they're going to sleep with the same guy somehow, because obviously the town's not too big, the city. Some Chad is running through. He's waiting, right? He's waiting. There's some Chad that has a script for single mothers. He's probably going to give them a really nice script on the first date. Like, he's open to being a stepdad. He's not, but he's going to get that poo nanny, right? So he has this waiting for them, this script, and then yeah, long story short, they're gonna fall for it, then they're gonna fight over a guy, and then they're gonna break up, then the kids are gonna be devastated because they lost their best friend, and then they'll just find the next one.